This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Last time we began a study of things you should treasure. And we noted just briefly the fact that you should treasure your life, the fact that you are a human being. I recall reading one time that someone asked Daniel Webster, a great American statesman of another day, "Mr. Webster, what to your mind is the most awesome thought to which the human mind may address itself?" And without hesitation, Mr. Webster replied, "The fact of human accountability to God." And that simply means that he was recognizing what it means to be a human being. There's something more to you than simply being born and going through childhood, through adolescence, coming to be a grown man or woman, learning how to make a living, being married, becoming a father or mother and raising your children, eating 3 meals a day, sleeping at night, and going about your job. What really human life is all about is preparation in this life to meet God when this life is over. Note the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 7, when he compares the living of a human life to the building of a house. Every one of us is living either foolishly or wisely. The wise man is the one who builds the house of his life upon the solid rock foundation of not only hearing the word of God, but of doing it as well. While the man who is living foolishly is the man who is building the house of his life upon the sinking sand of merely hearing the word of God, but not doing it. And so I plead with you, I plead with each of us to treasure his life. In the second place, I plead with us to treasure our time. In James chapter 4, verses 13 to 17, the Bible raises the question as to what our life is. The point that James is trying to get over is the fact that we ought to be aware of the fact that life can be passing away at just any moment. Let us read together, beginning with verse 13 in the 4th chapter of the book of James. "Come now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into this city and spend a year there and trade and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. What is your life? For ye are a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall both live and do this or that. But now ye glory in your vauntings, and all such glory is evil. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." You see, the writer here is telling us that we do not have the right to say, actually, that we're going to go into the city and do this or that for a year, because we do not know that we shall have life for that time. Let each one of us strive to make today right, so that at every moment of your life, you are ready to meet the Lord if you should be called to do so. Let every one of us realize that our life is like a vapor, like a puff of smoke that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Think of all the people you've known who now are gone the way of all flesh. This life is the only time of preparation. Treasure it. Treasure every moment of it. Use it in growing to be more like the Lord Jesus Christ. Treasure it in serving God by serving your fellow man. In the next place, I want to urge each one of us to treasure his family. To treasure your own family from the standpoint of your mother and father and your brothers and sisters in the flesh. The Bible teaches children to obey their parents, for this is right. It ought to be a great blessing to every person as he lays his mother or his father in the grave to realize that he has never said or done anything in a disrespectful way to them. And I'd like to say a special word to young people here at this point. While you're living in a day when it seems to be the smart thing to be disrespectful to your parents, remember that God requires of you that you honor your father and mother. Not that you must believe that they are perfect or that they are always wise or always do the right thing, but that in spite of every weakness, you honor them because they are your father and mother. Treasure your life, treasure your time, treasure your family.